The main thing I remember early in my life was, I'd say I'd be about 4 or 5. My main thing that I can remember is walking through the whare doors, and especially if it was the tangi, and I always was alongside a mum, and she always kept her hand in front of me, because the children shouldn't be ahead of, or anyone should be ahead of the ones in the front, especially the kaikaranga. And I used to wonder to think, how on earth can she do that? I don't know, it was like listening to a song to me at that age. And when I got a bit older, I thought to myself, I wish I could do that. Never ever thought I will. But of course today I'm the main kaikaranga here, and I'm teaching 3 girls now, tutoring them. And so as we come through the years, I know I was 9 when I started peeling the potatoes. I was a bit of a nuisance before then, as Mum used to tell me. But they decided, well, if I wasn't so interested, they'll get me to do the potatoes. I never ever got sick of doing them. You know, build thousands of them. But I think it was just that little interest that kept me that way. Always, always just valued and just loved them right. As I went on, you know, in years, grew up, I was still always there. And I think when I was about 10, we used to, we were living in Wainui then, and we used to come over every Sunday, and all the Maori houses would bring a pot of kai or whatever they had to the hall, and we all had kai, we all shared it, and it wasn't the thing like today where everything's got to be a bit flash and things like that, and presenting the food. It was just like being at home. It was just one big whānau. And the elders would kōrero, and we'd play, and then they'd call us in, and we'd have to learn action songs and waiatas and things like that. And it's quite a valuable time, I think, of my life, because it was Mum and Dad that... It was our family that was mainly here from those days. And there was other families, of course, but it was mainly us. I think because of my values of the marae is that I've lived it. I've lived it from day one. And it hurts at times, but people have got to learn. I don't expect them to. And I don't expect everyone to be like how I am and do exactly what I've done, but I do know the run of the marae, and especially the tikanga, and tikanga makes a marae.